Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fred Talbot. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Talbot scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Mantle moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball four. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on John Schofield, moves to second. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schofield scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Buzzard now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Howard is hit by the pitch. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Yankees. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Talbot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle, who is chasing the ball. Buford reaches third base with a triple. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 6-1, Yankees. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richardson. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Richardson steals second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2. Yankees. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skouran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skouran hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skouran scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Richardson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Richardson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Martin. Mantle moves to third. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard hits a line drive into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez. Adair reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skouran scoops it up and throws to first, with Higgins covering, for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Causey. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Talbot is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Higgins covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mantle hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Agee. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Ray Barker pinch runs for Mickey Mantle. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Barker now playing first base. Joe Pepitone now playing center field. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a line drive towards third. Tresh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.